much for dinner.
Ava said she'd be here, even if we were late.
Well, if she's not here, we can take a taxi. Oh. They probably have taxis in Boston.
Mm. Oh, she'll be here, wearing a plaid jacket. That's how I'm to recognize her.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, recognize her? Mm-hmm. Has she changed?
Oh. Well, look for the middle-aged woman in a plaid jacket. So,
you and Avis have never met.
We're just pen pals.
You don't know each other?
Well, we do. We write.
But how did you start writing one another?
Oh, that's a long story. Avis's husband, Bernard DeVoto, now dead, was a wonderful, wonderful writer. He wrote an article in Harper's Magazine all about stainless steel knives and how he absolutely detested them.
Yes.
And so I wrote him a fan letter because he was 100% right. And Avis wrote me back. And so I wrote her back and she wrote me back. It's been 8 years, I think.
Avis.
Julia.
Oh. My darling friend.
Look at you.
This is a very impressive undertaking, Mrs. Child and Mrs. Beck.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And your editor loves it.
I do. I think it's brilliant. There's really nothing else like it on the market.
The problem is not just the length.
700 pages.
Yes, we know it is long.
Yes, we know it's long.
Yes, 700 pages of just sauce and poultry recipes.
We were thinking that you could publish it in a series of volumes. Volume 1, sauces. Volume 2,
poultry.
Yes. Volume 3, fish, meat, vegetables, and desserts. That's 6 volumes.
Eggs. Eggs.
Eggs, 7. 7 volumes.
But we don't want to publish an encyclopedia.
I thought this was intended for housewives.
Yes, housewives want something quick with a mix. Like this.
But if I may speak for everyone, if you were willing to revise it, I'm sure we would all be interested.
Oh, Simca, I am so sorry. You just picked the wrong collaborator.
Yes, I should have worked with this woman. Baked Alaska in a flower pot.
Oh. We'll just take the book away from Houghton Mifflin and find another publisher. We have just begun to fight. Julia, your book is a masterpiece.
What is marshmallow fluff?
Oh, and keep the advance, by the way. Keep the entire $250. Don't give them back a penny of it.
Why did we ever decide to do this anyway? What were we thinking?
Who can remember?
I can. We wanted to write a French cookbook for American women who do not have cooks. So then, that's what we'll do. We'll just do it all over again. And that's that. It'll be easy. It will. The dessert section is done, thanks to Simca. It is brilliant.
Thank you.
I just haven't typed it up yet, but that will give me something to do. In Oslo.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a speck, and a hug around the neck. A hug around the neck and a barrel and a heap. A barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you. About you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Eric, come see the world's most beautiful chicken.
I love you, a bushel and a peck. A bushel and a peck. Though you make my heart a wreck. Make my heart a wreck. And you make my life a mess. Make my life a mess. Yes, a mess of happiness about you.
I just want to savor this moment.
Mm-hmm.
The moment when anything is possible. The moment that you can just imagine they're going to love everything you did, and it's going to sell a million copies and change the world.
Yes. Mm. But I think it calls for a great bottle of wine. Mm. Don't you think?
Yes.
What's for dinner?
What if she doesn't eat pork?
She's a food writer. Of course she eats pork. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You're right. I know you're right. I'm sure you're right. Is she early?
She's right on time. I'll finish.
Thank you, thank you. You are a terrible human being.
Thank you.
And very difficult to live with. Who is it?
Amanda Hesser from the New York Times.
Yeah. Come in. You have such a sense of Julia when you do something like this. As a teacher, as a voice, I have conversations with her while I'm cooking. I feel like she's there with me in the kitchen.
She's like your imaginary friend.
Yes. And of course she is the person I write for every day. Although I don't think she ever reads it. I don't know. I'm dying to meet her. I would like to be a bridesmaid in her wedding in 1946. I realize that that would take an inexplicable episode of time travel, but that is the sort of thing that I think about.
We're planning a pilgrimage to Julia's Cambridge kitchen in the Smithsonian Museum when this is over.
But first I have to finish. I have 15 days and 24 recipes, and I still have to bone a duck.
Hmm.
Mm. I read somewhere that it was bad form to say yum while you're eating, but yum. Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, this is Julie Powell. Please hold. Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, this is Julie Powell. Can you hold?
Yes.
Great. Lower Manhattan Development
Corporation. Julie, it's Sarah. The New York Times. I can't believe it.
I know. Can I call you back? I have to call you back. Hold it. Hello? This is Julie Powell. How can I help you? Hi.
Hey. Guess what? Messages on machine? 65.
65? 65. If this is the Julie Powell in this morning's New York Times, this is Judy Klain. I'm an editor at Little Brown, and I wanted to talk to you about whether you were interested in writing a book. You can call me at 212-049-0067. Hi, this is Sarah Chalfin. I'm a literary agent. I don't know if you have an agent, but I would love to talk to you about representing you.
I'm a producer at the CBS Morning
Eric,
News.
Eric, I'm going to be a writer.
You are a writer.
This is Ruth Spungen. I'm an editor at Food & Wine magazine. Please give me a call at 212-157-3245.
I have to make a pear tart.
Later.
Hi, it's Mom. Oh, you're in the New York Times? I can't tell you, everybody is calling. And Aunt Jessie's cousin, Dory, and Abilene, the one with the husband who won the pie-eating contest and is a crossword puzzle nut, they have a subscription to the New York Times. They saw it in Abilene. Everyone is so excited.
This is Ken Dreyer. I'm an editor at Random House, and I just read your blog, and